This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
As a publicly traded company now, Trump Media is subject to an entirely different regime of scrutiny under the securities law enforced by the SEC and by individual shareholders who can bring lawsuits against Trump Media. And so, as I've been reporting on Trump Media, of course, the big headline is the billions of dollars that have been lost already. On Friday, the stock was down another 12%. The stock continues to crash. Earlier in the week, of course, there was the earnings or lack of earnings filing in a Form 8K with the SEC that showed that Trump Media lost $58 million in 2023 and had a total revenue in 2023 of about $4.1 million. And then, of course, we showed you in previous videos, but I'll show it again, that Donald Trump's independent auditor for Trump Media is not one of the big four accounting firms that you're used to seeing with publicly traded companies. It's just a dude with a small office in Colorado named Ben Borgers. And I don't know if Borgers is a good accountant or not. It's just odd that it's a dude in Colorado and not a major accounting firm. But to Borgers' credit, his independent audit report said that he had substantial doubts about the ability of Trump Media to continue to exist as a going concern based on the substantial losses that it faced and faces. And then I did another video where I showed how Donald Trump was posting all of these things as the stock was absolutely tanking, where Donald Trump was calling Trump Media very solid and financially sound. And I had showed some of the laws regarding the SEC and other securities laws showing that false and misleading statements could give rise to shareholder lawsuits for the loss if a shareholder, this would usually be brought as a class action, relied on Trump saying this was very solid, and then the stock dropped, let's say, 12.5%, and that equals X hundreds of millions of dollars, that Trump and his board of directors could be sued for hundreds of millions of dollars. So as you delve deeper, though, and you got to dig sometimes not all that far, with the Trump corruption and everything he does being just permeated by corruption, you want to know kind of what some of his other gimmicks are, right? Like when we've reported on the Donald Trump selling sneakers, right? There was always kind of a hustle there where it said that the sneakers don't even have to be delivered and people would be on the hook for paying for them. And then you kind of trace the companies and they were like random parking lots in Wyoming and kind of random P.O. boxes in Utah for Donald Trump's NFT companies. And so as you always kind of dig through the layers, it's always shady. But Trump Media Group's terms and conditions on its investor relations website may kind of take the cake as the most egregious I've ever seen. It says that the disputes regarding the website, and this is all vaguely worded, would be subject to Argentinian law. The Republic of Argentina is the venue, and the law that Donald Trump claims that disputes would be resolved under regarding the Trump Media website, and that term really isn't defined here, is the Republic of Argentina law. Just take a look at this. This is the investor relations site, so you see it right here. And it talks about the company. It says the company operates and maintains this internet site for purposes of providing information, guidance, and assistance to its visitors free of charge. It then talks about Trump Media is a social media and technology-focused company whose mission is to end big tech's assault on free speech by opening up the internet and giving people their voices back. Not really sure how you achieve that when you have under 10 million unique visitors in some months, and the unique visitors increases each month. And basically the website is just Donald Trump attacking judges' daughters or judges' law clerks or judges' wives. So not really sure how that achieves that goal. And it's also just a bunch of weird QAnon memes that are proliferating on this site and have, but okay.
Sleep is the foundation of our mental and physical health. When you are sleeping well, you could perform at your best mentally and physically. Introducing Beam's Dream Powder, a science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep. If you know me, you know that Dream has been an absolute game changer for my sleep. I drink Beam's Dream Powder each night in order to get my optimal sleep, and I have to say, I would not be recommending this if it didn't actually help me. And today, my listeners get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder, their science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Now available in delicious flavors like chocolate peanut butter, cinnamon cocoa, and sea salt caramel with only 15 calories and 0 grams of sugar. Other sleep aids could cause next day grogginess, but Dreams contains a powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, melatonin, and nano CBD to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. The numbers don't lie. In a clinical study, 93% of participants reported Dream helped them get better sleep. Beam Dream is easy to add to your nighttime routine. Just mix Dream into hot water or milk, froth, and enjoy before bed. Find out why Forbes and New York Times are all talking about Beam and why it's trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Midas and use code Midas at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/MEIDAS and use code Midas for up to 40% off.
And it says TMTG operates Truth Social, a social media platform established as a safe harbor for free expression. Perhaps you meant a cesspool for conspiracy theories and just delusional rhetoric. But you go through the Trump Media, and here's what it says when it comes to, first, let's take a look at limitations of liability and what it says here. So here, limitations of liability, pull open the tab, and here's what it says. Governing law and jurisdiction. Sorry, under the governing law and jurisdiction. These terms and conditions of use shall be governed by the laws and subject to the jurisdiction of the courts of the Republic of Argentina. Any dispute between the company and its affiliates in relation to the website shall be submitted to competent national ordinary courts of the federal capital. Expressly, what the hell is that? Expressly waiving any other venue or jurisdiction that might be applicable. Then you go into intellectual property rights, and it says the names and logotypes of the company and its affiliates are registered trademarks of the company and its affiliates. The use of any name or trademark of the company and its affiliates is not authorized unless agreed to in writing by the company or its affiliates. Intellectual property rights and any other rights to the materials contained in this website are owned by the company and its affiliates and are governed by Argentine regulations in force at the time they are included in this website. Visitors may use copy of the documents and information contained in the website for private and personal purposes only. The user shall not be authorized to reproduce, disseminate, distribute, or publish the contents through any means or support media without prior agreement of the company. Any reproduction or use of the company for other without agreement is expressly forbidden. You're a public, what are you talking about? You're a publicly traded company. And you're saying that the marks of Trump Media and the intellectual property you're saying is subject to Argentinian law? What? And that if someone wants to bring a legal action, they have to file in Argentina? I've seen a lot in my legal career, and I've never seen a contract like that. I mean, let's be clear first and foremost. I don't see how that would be enforceable at all. We would call this a contract of adhesion, which is a contract that's, you know, basically thrust upon people, that's unconscionable in the sense of why would people be subject to Argentinian law in the first place? And isn't your whole, just think about it. Trump is having a publicly traded company in America. The stock is tanking, and Donald Trump is out there saying that the Argentinian courts are the place to resolve disputes. Look, you know, Donald Trump and the new kind of MAGA-loving leader of Argentina are kind of joined at the hip. But this is some of the oddest and strangest things I've ever seen. But as you just dig deeper and deeper in the surface of Donald Trump's stuff, I mean, they always have this kind of element to it. I mean, how strange can you get? Now, you talk about some of the other issues. You have two of the main investors in Trump's SPAC that started, that merged with Trump Media, Digital World Acquisition Company. They've pled guilty to insider trading felony counts this past week. They can serve up to 20 years in prison. The founder of Trump Media is suing Donald Trump. Trump suing the founder of Trump Media. The founder of the SPAC, Patrick Orlando, is suing Trump and Trump Media. Trump and Trump Media are suing Patrick Orlando. Lawsuits everywhere. Trump's trying to reclaim the 8.7% that the founders, the other founders were supposed to get. I mean, it's just a Trumpian. It's just a complete and absolute Trumpian mess. And as I've said before, I think Trump's statements, it's my opinion, where he talks about how Trump Media is very solid. I think that's a false and misleading statement as the stock's crashing. I think that has to have been made public on a Form 8K or made as a public statement done as a press release. In my opinion, it's putting materially false information to the public. But again, you can have a different opinion. But Argentinian law, that's America, right? The courts of Argentina, not enforceable, total crap, and very Trumpian. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers thanks to your support.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.